We've had an amazing season of Holy Week here at Christ Church. On Palm Sunday, we remember Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem when the people following Jesus waved palm branches and he came riding on a donkey. Children shouted, "Hosanna, Hosanna," as they came through our sanctuary, waving their palm branches. Hosanna means save now. They were shouting on that first Palm Sunday, "Save us now, Son of David." Then as now, many people were looking for, were crying out for a political savior, someone who would throw off our oppressors. But Jesus came bringing a kingdom not of this world, but instead ushered in the kingdom of God, a kingdom of true righteousness and justice and peace, entered by faith, by following Jesus, by trusting Him and His salvation. On Maundy Thursday, we had a wonderful, dramatic experience of the 12 disciples gathered around Jesus for the Last Supper. On that night, before celebrating the Passover meal together, remember, Jesus wrapped a towel around His waist and He washed His disciples' feet. And then He said to them in John 13:34, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you are also to love one another." The word Maundy is a form of the Latin word mandatum, from which we get mandate. Jesus commanded, He mandated His disciples to love one another. Those words are just as true for us today. And then before sharing the Passover, Jesus told His disciples that one of them would betray Him. In our Maundy Thursday drama, each of the 12 disciples shared about their own experiences with Jesus and then asked the same haunting question of Jesus, "Is it I, Lord? Am I the one who will betray you?" Of course, we know now that all of us betray Jesus one way or another. We all fall short of His call to follow Him. We fall short of His righteousness, His justice, His holiness, His love. Jesus was the spotless Lamb, the perfect Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We celebrated Holy Communion, and at the end of that service, to remember that Jesus gave His life, His body was broken, His blood was shed for our sin and salvation. And then on Good Friday, we had a passionate presentation of the cross, visual displays depicting the last days of Jesus' life that culminated with us having the opportunity to reflect and pray and then nail our sins, our shortcomings, our failures at the foot of the cross. Yes, we've had a wonderful time of reflection and remembering all the happenings of Holy Week. And now, here on Easter Sunday, we are celebrating the good news of Jesus' resurrection. He is risen! He is risen indeed. I look forward to sharing more about that in my message.
They saw Him call.
scripture today comes from Mark's Gospel, beginning in chapter 16 with verse 1. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll away the stone from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Hello, Christ Church, and all of our friends joining us today for Easter Sunday. I am so glad you're with us for online worship. If you're on Facebook or the website, say hello to other friends in the comments section. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please send them to us. We want to pray for you. If you want to follow along with my outline, you can do so on the website or the Christ Church app. It is Easter Sunday, and there is so much that we have to celebrate today. Amen? Amen. And yet, I am also still very convicted about continuing to pray for the people of Ukraine and an end to this war. My heart goes out to all of those who've been affected, those fighting, those fleeing, and everyone in between. Thank you for your generosity, our match effort toward relief contributions to Ukrainians through our United Methodist Committee on Relief continues. So far, $8,262 have been contributed. Thank you again for your generosity and your prayers. Remember this, Jesus, life, death, and resurrection give us great hope and focus for our prayers and our actions. Amen? Amen. It is Resurrection Sunday, and no matter what the weather is outside or what's happening in our personal lives or what is going on in the world, we have a great celebration going on here because Jesus is no longer in the grave. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Today is the culmination of a 40-day journey we have been on with Jesus. A journey that began with the beginning of his ministry, a journey that took us throughout the land of Israel, but a journey that eventually headed toward Jerusalem and the cross. And we know that Jesus encountered all kinds of people and all kinds of circumstances along the way, but there was one consistent thread that we find throughout his ministry. There was one thing that always seemed to happen whenever people encountered Jesus. They were astonished. They were awestruck. They were amazed. Post amazed in the comments. There has never been anyone quite like Jesus. I am convinced that anyone who takes a good look, a thorough look, will come away changed. What was so amazing about Jesus? Well, on this Easter Sunday morning, I mention these things. First of all, his teaching. From the Sermon on the Mount to the parables that illustrated his vision of the kingdom of God, we can't help but be impacted. His teachings call us to a higher level. He spoke with authority and conviction of a person who knew what he was talking about. And so regularly we see words like these from Matthew 7:28. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were what? Amazed at his teaching. Another thing that was amazing about Jesus, his power. Power. Everywhere Jesus went, people were astonished by his life-giving power. He healed the sick. He cast out evil spirits. He raised the dead and set captives free. The scriptures say in Matthew 15:31, the people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made well, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel. These miracles fueled Jesus' popularity with the masses and gave credibility to his claim to have come from God, but also increasingly made the elders and religious leaders anxious. Jesus had miraculous power and still does. Another amazing thing about Jesus was his compassion. Compassion. He was a magnet for hurting people. Sometimes people came looking for him. Other times they were thrust upon him to see what he would do, like the woman who had been caught in adultery in John 8. Do you remember that story? In the end, everyone dropped their rocks for stoning and left the woman and Jesus alone. And in Jesus' words to her, we hear the heart of God toward anyone who falls short of the mark. John 8:11 reads, "And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." He regularly showered grace and compassion on hurting and imperfect people. Still another amazing thing about Jesus, his resolve. Early on, he told people he had to be about his Father's business. And that singular focus eventually led him to Jerusalem and the cross. One disciple betrayed him, another denied him, they all fell away, and yet before his accusers he kept silent, like a lamb led to the slaughter. Mark 15:5 reads, "But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed." Jesus had resolved to follow his Father's will, not his own. He prayed, "Not my will, but thine be done." His heart was also amazing. Post heart in the comments. Slowly dying a death of suffocation on the cross. Having been beaten and scourged and insulted and mocked, Jesus mustered the grace to extend forgiveness. Luke 23:34 reads, "Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Jesus practiced what he preached. His heart was so broad for all. After all of this, his teaching, his life, the way that he approached his death, it was his resurrection that was most amazing. Post resurrection in the comments. Jesus' resurrection was not easy to believe at first. Dead men don't usually walk out of a tomb, and the disciples were still in shock about his death. When the first report came from the women that Jesus had been raised, that he was alive, they couldn't believe it and said so. When two disciples on the road to Emmaus were talking about it, they had real hesitation too. Luke 24:22 says, "In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning but didn't find his body. They came and told us they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive." Even when Peter ran and saw that the tomb was empty, he still wasn't sure what to make of it. And yet, when the risen Lord appeared to them personally, they realized it was true. Well, so what? What does his resurrection mean for you and me? Maybe you wonder that or know someone who does. How would you answer that question today? I think of three words that best sum up what the resurrection means for you and me. First of all, forgiveness. I don't know about you, but one of my deepest spiritual needs is forgiveness from God and from other people. I mess up. I sin. I need help. And Christ's death on the cross paid the price for you and me and saves us from our sin. Hallelujah! Secondly, hope. You want to know one of the best things that I like about the story of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection? It reminds me that there is always hope. Post hope in the comments. Story is told of a wife who went in alone to talk to the doctor about her husband's physical. He said, "Your husband is suffering from a very serious disease. If you don't follow my advice, your husband may die. You must fix him breakfast every morning. Be pleasant and make sure he remains in a good mood. Fix him a healthy lunch and prepare and serve a wonderful evening meal. Don't burden him with chores around the house. Give in to his every whim and demand for the next 6 months." Later, when her husband asked, "Well, what did the doctor say?" his wife replied, "He says, you're not going to make it." After Jesus' death, things looked hopeless. Have you ever been there in a hopeless situation? Life can seem that way at times. In our jobs, our families, our life circumstances, in our world. The resurrection reminds us that though things may look bleak, though they may seem insurmountable or impossible, in Christ, there is always hope. Hallelujah! The last word I mention, victory. The resurrection reminds us that in the end, God's plan prevails. In the end, the kingdom of God will come. In the end, following Jesus will bring us victory. A minister was preaching and during the course of his sermon asked, "Who wants to go to heaven?" Everyone held up their hands except one young boy. "Son, you don't want to go to heaven when you die?" "Yes, sir, when I die. But I thought you was getting up a load to go now." That's probably how many of us feel. We're excited to be going to heaven, but not sure about going just now. And yet, when that day comes, because of our faith in Jesus Christ, we'll be equipped. We'll be ready. Right now, following Jesus helps us to navigate the ups and downs of this life. We're able to weather the storms, to deal with the difficulties because He is with us, and we have something to show for our life here on earth as well. A legacy of right living that people recognize. Jesus helps us live right. We'll also experience victory in the next life. Complete victory, final victory over all those things that give us trouble and give us grief here. This life is simply getting us ready for the next one. Remember this, because of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, you have victory now and forever. Hallelujah! Let's pray. Let's pray about that. Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, loving Lord, we thank you for the glory of Jesus resurrection. Because he was raised, we too have the promise of being raised. Thank you, Lord, for our forgiveness, for our hope, and for our victory through our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. He is risen. He is risen indeed. In his amazing and glorious name we've prayed. And everyone said, Amen. Amen. Hey, if you want to visit with me about the message, I'd love to hear from you. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please send them to us. We want to pray for you and thank you for your generosity. Your ongoing gifts are helping us reach new people for Jesus and His kingdom. You can go online, use the app or the website anytime, and be sure to take advantage of all our opportunities and find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this, because of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, you have victory now and forever. For now, who do you know that needs that same victory in their life today?
Hey, Lisa.
Yeah?
Where do generals keep their armies?
I don't know.
In their sleeveys.
Oh, my. On Sunday, April 24th at 2 p.m., join Pastor Jim and others in the movie room for a screening of The Passion of the Christ, an epic biblical drama depicting the passion of Jesus according to the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
It's great to see so many people returning to church in person. Our quarterly Discover CUMC event will be held on April 24th at 2 p.m. You can learn more about our church and its ministries, or even join the church during the meeting. Join us for snacks and conversation. Contact Chris Miracle or the church office for more information.
April 27th at 6:30 p.m., we will be hosting a low vision assistance workshop. Learn how to overcome barriers in daily life when your vision can't be corrected with surgery or glasses. The most common types of low vision are due to macular degeneration, glaucoma, or diabetes. Linda Crouch, a certified low vision therapist, will share practical, easy, and free to low cost solutions to increase independence and daily living skills. Sign up at the Connect Center or online.
You can find all this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.